You are listening to Metro.
Hello, welcome in. My name is Metro. Pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I truly do appreciate it. I don't know if I ever get that across enough, but it really means a lot to me that you listen to this. If you are listening through iTunes right now, let me remind you, there's a whole website that goes with this junk. It's called MetroRadioShow.com. In addition to the audio that we post, we also post articles throughout the week, different videos, different cool stuff on the internet that you should be watching. It's called MetroRadioShow.com. There's a new show coming out called New Girl. It's on Fox. It's going to premiere on September 20th. One of the stars of it is Matt Greenfield. He was on Ugly Betty for a little bit, did some Veronica Mars work as well. Nice enough to get up and talk to us. It's Matt Greenfield. What's up, Max?
What's going on, man?
What are you up to today?
Well, it's 6:30 out here, so.
So nothing.
I just woke up. I'm not sure where I am. I went to go get a coffee, and I was like, if I don't have a coffee before this, this is going to get real ugly.
All right, so we got a coffee, and you no breakfast yet, though, right?
No breakfast.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That'll happen. It's too early to eat, even.
Well, look, you're living my life, man. I've done that for a long, long time. I've done a lot of stuff before breakfast and before coffee as well, and it's shocking the first couple times you do it.
Yeah.
So Matt Greenfield on the line right now. He is starring in this new show on Fox. It's called New Girl, and that premieres on Tuesday, September 20th on Fox, actually at 9 o'clock. And Zooey Deschanel in this one with you, right?
Yeah.
What does she smell like?
What does she smell like?
Because I imagine like heaven with a hint of youthful innocence. Am I close?
I think you're on the right track.
Yes.
There's like a rare flower.
Okay.
It's mixed in there.
So you think Zooey Deschanel smells like a chrysanthemum?
Look at you, yes.
So Zooey Deschanel in the show, I guess she has a boyfriend that cheats on her, and then she moves in with three guys, and you're one of the three guys. And you're, according to this bio that I have right here on the show, you're the womanizer on the show.
I'm kind of the womanizer who doesn't get any women.
Oh, that's an awful situation.
If that makes any sense. He tries really hard, though.
Are you worried that being the womanizer on a major network show is going to cause you to not get any women in real life?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm locked up. I've been married for a couple of years.
Ah, very good. They put a ring on it, huh?
I'm hiding outside right now because we have a baby inside who's sleeping.
Oh, like, okay.
I'm going to go do these interviews outside.
Yeah.
So I don't wake it. It's like, you better keep your mouth.
I have to go talk nonsense about chrysanthemums with some kid from Philadelphia.
How's it going out there in Philly?
Yeah.
You guys going to get a Super Bowl this year or what?
I hope so, man. And I actually wanted to talk to you about that because one of the other things you do, Matt Greenfield, the new show is New Girl. It's on Fox September 20th at 9 o'clock. But you also do this thing with DirecTV called The Gentleman's League with Turtle from Entourage. So you're a big fantasy football guy, which is kind of what the whole thing is based on, right?
Oh, yeah. It's based on our league. I don't think we're doing it this year because we had a little trouble with the lockout and getting it together. I mean, the league still exists, but we're going to try and get it back up and running next year.
Who's your stud right now on your fantasy team?
Rodgers.
I have, for quarterbacks, we start two quarterbacks, and I had Michael Vick, and I had the ridiculous Tom Brady last week, which decided to just break a whole bunch of records.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
So that worked out for me.
Yeah, it's nice when they do that. It's like a video game.
So you're originally from New York. Where is, I had it right here, where is Dobbs Ferry, New York?
It's right outside Yonkers.
Okay.
So if you go north of New York, it's like Manhattan, the Bronx, Yonkers.
Does that make you a Jets fan?
No, I'm a Giants fan, actually.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's rough this year.
It's a rebuilding couple of years.
Yeah, I think we're heading towards the rebuilding stage of life.
Well, look, honestly, and I'll get back to Zooey Deschanel and what she smells like in New Girl, which is on Fox at 9 o'clock, starting on September 20th. But as soon as they get rid of Tom Coughlin, I think that's when you can finally start rebuilding. Because I guess the mentality is there. One year he came in and he was going to be nice guy, and then they went into a Super Bowl. And then he kind of slipped back into his old ways, and that team's kind of been a mess since then.
Yeah, I can't really. It's, you know what's odd? I feel like we won the Super Bowl against the Patriots, and I feel like you can't get much better than what we did. And I think they know that.
Right.
And I think mentally getting it up since then has been very difficult. Even for myself, like, there's moments where I find myself going, you know, I really, you know, if they do well, if they don't do well, it kind of is what it is. They gave me so much in that 1 year that I'm still kind of riding the high from that thing.
Right. Well, look, you have to when you're where you are.
I'm kind of getting to the point where it's like, all right, well, let's break it up. Let's get some new blood in here.
Yeah, I have Manningham just sitting on the bench, and he probably will be for the whole year for my fantasy team.
Yeah, we did not look good against Washington.
No. Maybe you should have brought T.D. Barber back and just done that for a year. Done the farewell tour, took the victory lap, and been done with it that way instead.
No T.D. Barber for me.
New Girl, Fox, on September 20th, 9 o'clock. What are these days like for a guy that's, besides just the pumping of the show, like, are you jacked for the 20th? Are you nervous about the 20th? In these days that lead up to the premiere of a new show like this, and you know how these seasons work, and you see what floats and what doesn't float, like, what are these days like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lying to you every once in a while. I wasn't like, wow, okay, we're going to premiere on the 20th. It'd be nice if people watched. But, I mean, the experience has been so good, and the writing's great. Just the job is so great that I haven't really thought about it all that much. I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be. I feel really good about the product that we're putting out there. You know, I think, obviously, Fox is behind us, so
yeah.
I think it's going to do what it's going to do, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's a really good show.
Matt Greenfield on the line right now. Is there any truth to the rumor that to be on a Fox show now, you have to do a Glee-style rendition of Don't Stop Believing for producers?
100%. You do it right before you test for the show. So, you know, you have your audition side, and you read them, and then they say, okay, listen, you're very close to getting a role. Do Don't Stop Believing.
Yes. I've heard that.
What's crazy is, though, is they'll stop you in the middle if you just sing it.
Yeah, you got to do the ba 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 room like that, right?
Then they also say, please incorporate dance moves because we want to see you move, which threw me because I kind of had heard the rumors, so I kind of prepared the song. And then, you know, they were like, dance, and I had completely not prepared for that.
Right.
But, you know, I improvised a little bit, and obviously worked out well.
A scale of 1 to 10, how good are your jazz hands right now?
So bad.
Yeah?
It's like 3.
All right.
The hands are not so good. The legs are 7.
Well,
I have jazz legs.
When you're back on the right coast, stop by. We'll do a little jazz hand workshop.
I love Philly, man. It was fun. I was out there a couple of years ago. I love how all the sports arenas are, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, and they're building a big, like, complex down there, too, so you can get really ripped before the games and you don't have to go anywhere.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Matt Greenfield, the show is called New Girl with Zooey Deschanel. It is on Tuesday, September 20th on Fox at 9 o'clock. Thanks for taking a few moments, man. Get a bagel and get ready for the next one.
Please, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
Bye.
You are listening to Metro.